So first of all, you put out this message to the community, university community, last week. Why did you feel it was necessary? I guess what sort of inaccurate statements have been circulating?
Well, I put that letter out because I want individuals to hear from officials here at the university. The news article had individuals quoted from other areas and not officials from the university. It's important that individuals hear from our university. We're the ones who have the budget. We understand our finances. We understand what's going on, and we're the ones who are the officials from the university. And it's important that when there are articles, when other individuals in around surrounding area who are speaking regarding our university, I always feel that somebody from our university needs to be interviewed or at least get a quote from us so we can make sure that what's being said is accurate.
What is accurate regarding the budget situation for Western right now?
Right now, we have been waiting to get a budget from the governor. As you know, he vetoed the budget for higher education. And so right now we don't have a budget. We are doing like other state entities. We're waiting to get a budget.
What do you do? Where do you get money from while you're waiting?
We're still living off of the funds from last year. Right now, the state currently owes us $6.6 million for the last year. And we are living off of our reserve as well as tuition-generated revenue as well.
Do you anticipate getting that $6.6 million before the state approves a new budget, or is that going to be on hold also?
We anticipate getting that before the state approves a budget, unless they approve it today or tomorrow. But we have a schedule that they have given us when they will be releasing funds every so often and what percentage that would be. And so far, they have been on time with those payments. So we anticipate getting the $6.6 million as we deserve.
Do you have any sense of what Western can expect from the state this fiscal year, or is it completely up in the air still?
It is still up in the air. As you know, I mentioned in my State of the University address at the Faculty Assembly this morning, we have gone from over the past 13 years from $62 million to around $51 million. We hope to get the $51 million. However, if there are other reductions, it will be less than the $51 million. But we are very hopeful that we will get the $51 million. But as you know, there have been decreases over the years, and we've taken our share of those decreases. And right now, as I told the legislators in my testimonies before the House and the Senate, that we're at the bare bone. We've made various cuts across the board, and we cannot continue to do that and to endure these cuts. As I stated in my testimonies, when I was asked what could we endure, I said 0%. And I think the toll in terms of reductions and the cuts and all have taken a toll on us as a university, and not just Western Illinois University, but all of higher education. I spoke at the Illinois Board of Higher Ed at our meeting on behalf of the presidents and chancellors of the public universities, and we talked about the pressures that we are all feeling. As presidents and chancellors, we meet every week by phone, and that's been this is an expressing our concerns and how should we move forward during these very difficult budgetary times. I came here in 2008. We've had cuts ever since I've been here, maybe one year where we had level funding, but nothing added. So this has taken a toll on our university, and if you look back at our budget from 2002, we've had decreases since 2002. So these are not very good financial times. However, we're very hopeful, and we hope to get a budget soon.
When you say it's taken a toll on Western Illinois University, is it just a financial toll, or are you talking about a hit to morale also?
Well, I'm referring to financial toll. We've had to cut and hold back. We set goals each year, and we have short-term goals as well as long-term goals, and we have had to hold on some of those goals. When you look at the Center for the Performing Arts, we've been trying to get that for a number of years, and a number of presidents have tried to have advocated for the Center for the Performing Arts. And we finally thought we had it and had a budget for it, but all of that's been put on hold because all of the capital projects have been put on hold. And when you look at certain areas where support areas, we've made cuts over the years there. And then quite naturally, that is going to affect the morale of the of individuals here at our university. But as I say that, when you look at the accomplishments, we continue to do well. In U.S. News and World Report, we moved up in the rankings. In the Princeton Review, we've moved up in the rankings all since 2011. We continue to be ranked as a military-friendly institution by GI Jobs magazine and a Best for Vets by Military Times magazine and to the the United States President's Honor Roll and many other rankings. So we're doing something right, and I always say in my testimonies that we're still educating students, and we want to make sure that our students get the same kinds of experiences that other students are getting across the country. When they graduate from Western Illinois University, those students have to compete with other students all around the world, and we want to make sure that they have the knowledge and that they have the skills. They have the equipment, for example, in the sciences, in the science labs, and those kinds of things. So, although these are diminishing resource times, we want to make sure that we do not diminish the quality of the education. And one rule of thumb that I've always been taught throughout my leadership programs, and what I've learned over the years, is that you protect the academic enterprise, and particularly our academic programs, and to make sure that we are still providing a quality and well-rounded education for our students.
How long can you continue to protect the academic programs? If you could take another cut this year and maybe next year, how long before you're in a situation like Eastern Illinois University, which recently announced staff cuts?
That is a very good question. However, I'm not, at this point, I can't give you a time limit, but all I can say at this point is that we will do all that we can in making cuts in other areas that do not affect the academics. We've had minimum layoffs. We've moved individuals from 12 months to 10 months, and we've cut some of the services, but we want to make sure we're not going into those areas where it will affect the quality of the education that we're providing.
It's looking like enrollment will be down this fall. How long can that downward trend continue before you have to start looking at some programs?
Well, we're already looking at some programs, and we've cut some programs. They were low-enrolled programs. The provost and the deans and chairs have worked with the faculty, and we have done some of that. But in terms of the enrollment, we've always been down minimally as compared to some other institutions because we've been very strategic. We had a consulting firm in here back in the early around 2009 and 10 and also 11, and we made some changes and we put some strategies in place to help us to offset the downward trend. As you know, the number of high school students in the state of Illinois has dwindled over the years, and we're all scrambling to get our share of those students. Also, Only when students do graduate from high school in the state of Illinois, only 66% of those students stay in the state. We're the second largest exporter of students who are from the state of Illinois. So we want to make sure that we are looking at the cost of an education. We've always prided ourselves on being an institution that is affordable. So we're looking at cost now. We're the only institution that provides room, board, tuition, and fees for four consecutive years. Other institutions do tuition, but we're the only one that does room, board, tuition, and fees. And that's a plus for us. We're also doing all that we can in coming up with various kinds of plans to enhance and grow our enrollment. We're going to be slightly down this year, but I think we would probably be down more, even more than where we are, if we didn't put in various kinds of plans to help us with grow our enrollment.
Can you give me an idea of one of those plans?
Well, we have what we call the Western Commitment Scholarship Plan program. We have the Building Connections Mentoring Program. Every freshman is mentored. When we put that program in place, our retention rate went from 62% to 72% of, from freshman to sophomore. And we are expanded our territories in terms of recruitment areas. We've had more recruitment fairs. And we're visiting more schools now and more recruitment fairs, so and a number of other things that we've done to help us with the enrollment.
Since this seems like a statewide issue in terms of students leaving to go to other states, what would you recommend to the state of Illinois to do to try to keep more of its graduating high schoolers in-state and attending universities and colleges in Illinois?
I would say to the state of Illinois that the state needs to invest more into higher education and not to do not to have as many cuts as we've had over the years. This has gone on for such a long time that it has taken a toll on all of us, all of our universities, and all of higher education in the state of Illinois. And as I said, the state is the second highest exporter of students to other states. And so I would say invest more into higher education, which will help all of us. And therefore we won't have to increase tuition and other fees and those kinds of things, because we end up putting all of this on the backs of our students. And we're very careful at Western Illinois University. When we do have increases, we try to make sure it's at a minimum and that we continue to be one of those institutions that is most affordable in the state.
You think this university is still affordable despite the state putting so much of that funding pressure on universities?
I do think that we are more affordable. However, we have increased. I have to say that and be honest with you. We have done some increases, but we've done very minimum increases as compared to some of the other institutions. And we're still looking at ways in which we can help our students. And so we're reviewing those kinds of various options right now.
MAP grants being one of those?
Well, MAP grants, yes. As you know, we have not received the MAP funding. About 3,000 students, based on our data that we have, are eligible for MAP funding for this fall, and that comes up to around $6 million. And so we're very hopeful. We did reallocate funds, even during these difficult times, but we're still waiting on MAP funding. And we're looking forward to the MAP funding. We all are. All of the institutions are.
You said you came here in 2008. That was as provost. And then when did you become president? Was it 2011?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an example of something you were able to do in 2011 that you cannot do now because state support has dwindled?
Well, there are a number of things. We had lots of goals set. and in terms of finances, in terms of having a surplus perhaps to utilize to put into our reserve, different things we're doing in terms of deferred maintenance. We've been allocating funds for deferred maintenance because we haven't gotten deferred maintenance. We were down by almost $500 million, but we'll utilize some of the funds that we do have to upgrade, to do classroom upgrade for electronic classrooms, to install roofs, leaky roofs in various locations on our campus, to beautify our campus. And just for upgrades, when you look at some of the residence halls, we have the high rises that are built back in the 70s, and we've been doing some renovations there that are very much needed. And just a number of things across campus. We did the renovation for the three-dimensional art facility, Corbin Olsen, Thompson Hall, and there are others, the lobby part of some of the freshman residence halls. So we've been doing a lot of things, but now we've had to cut back on some of those things because we just don't have the funding.
Do you anticipate naming a permanent provost, or will you stay with an interim one, and how much of that decision is affected by funding?
Well, there is a search committee that is in place, that we put in place prior to the summer. And however, we will be talking with various individuals to see where we should go in terms of or whether or not we should hire a provost right now, because these are very challenging budgetary times, and we have an interim provost who has immersed herself into that all summer and did an excellent job in doing a presentation today to the faculty regarding some of the concerns and the directions, and the direction, rather, that we would take. And so we would have to review that right now. We don't have – I'm not sure exactly how we're going to move forward. It's always difficult when you have someone who's in the trenches and understand – someone who understands at this point and – and bringing someone else in, I'm just not certain right now. This is something that we will review.
Do you know how long Western can continue to make payroll as long as the state does not have a budget?
Well, that is a good question. We're looking at that as we speak.
Anything more specific?
At this time, I can't give you anything specific.
Right. Anything else you want to put out there? Anything else you think the community should know about Western's budget situation?
I want the community, the university community, to know that these are very serious budgetary times. However, we need to look to the positive things. As we said this morning in the faculty assembly and in my State of the University address, we have a golden opportunity to look at our university, make some critical decisions. These are very critical times, and we have to make some tough decisions. But I think we're going to come out of this stronger, with more resolve. And I think it will help to shape this university into what it should be or what it should become in the future. I don't want individuals to panic. Know that if you have questions or concerns, that we will be willing to answer your questions. And I want to make sure that individuals understand that Western has a bright future. We've made it through tough times before, and we will continue to make it through these tough times. We will get beyond this. Just remain patient and very hopeful, and know that this institution is still providing the quality education that is known to provide.
When you say to stay patient, do you think you might have to hang tough for another year or two before things start to turn around?
I think so. I'm not certain, but I think we're going to have to remain tough for a few years, a couple of years. And I also want our students to know that we support them wholeheartedly. We are a student-centered campus, a student-centered university, and that we will be doing all that we can do to make sure that our students have access and that they are successful and that they continue to receive a quality and well-rounded education here at Western Illinois University.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.